The Art and Science of Wholeness, Chapter 1, Lesson 1. I am that I am. Repeat this 7 times. I am that I am. 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 Today I begin a new life for myself. I express the totality of my being. I am that I am. I look upon the world about me from the purity of the God consciousness, which is my divine nature. I see the world which I created, and it is good and very good. I see every one of my creation beautifully expressing the love which I am. I see all the world vibrating to the harmony of my desire of love for them. Such peace enfolds every creature in my loving desire to share good with one another. I see every creature upon the face of the earth joyously helping one another, man and beast, to experience the fulfillment of their separate yet universal goals. As God, I enjoy my creation story as being told in the Bible, for living is a thrilling game. It's a thrilling game of revealing my consciousness into experience. I have thousands of goals in my consciousness, which I bring forth into outward expression. But in my choice, I bring them forth one by one, each one as beautiful a manifestation of my glory as the other. For the seeming beginning, from the seeming beginning of all, I am. For I had no beginning. I am infinite. I have no ending. While appearing on this planet Earth, I express a part of my nature which is good and very good. It is the expression of my love. I create all things out of my being. My being is perfect. I am the perfect cause of everything. Therefore, everything is perfect. Language is an inadequate instrument in which to give the eternal story of creation from one generation to another, from one nation to another, from one culture to another, through many others. Thus the story of mankind reads in different books, from the various histories of the world. May vary in wording and even philosophical content, but the theme ideas remain intact through the many tellings. The first chapter of Genesis is correct in its theme, but needs to be understood and interpreted metaphysically. And so, I created heaven and earth in the very beginning, and the earth was without form and void. The Spirit, which I am, moved upon the face of universal substance. I said, let there be light, and there was illumination. I saw that the light was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And I said, let there be heaven in the midst of the chaos, and let it solidify undifferentiated matter into being. And I made the illuminated state of consciousness heaven, to fill the void, and it was so. And there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And I said, let the waters of universal substance that are under the dominion of heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the physical manifestation, the dry land, appear. And it was so. And I called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters I called seas, or creative potentiality. And I saw that it was good. And I said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, the herb-yielding seed after its kind, the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, wherein is the seed. And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, the herb-yielding seed after its kind, and the tree bearing fruit, wherein is its seed after its kind. And I saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. Then I said, let there be lights in the vaults of the heaven, to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the archway of the heaven, to give light unto the earth, and it was so. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness, and I saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And I said, Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let fowl fly above the earth and the sky. And I created great sea creatures, and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. And every winged fowl after its kind, I saw that it was good. And I blessed them, saying, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. Then I said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kind. And it was so. And I made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after its kind, and it was so. Then I said to universal law, which I also created, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the wild beasts of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So I created man in my own image, in the image of myself. I created him, male and female. I created them. And I blessed them, and I said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and mentally subdue it, and have supreme authority over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the earth, and over the wild, all the wild beasts, and every creeping thing that moves upon the earth. And I said, Behold, I have given you every herb-yielding seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which bears fruit-yielding seed, and to you it shall be for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. And I saw everything that I had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And still my creation story continues through infinity. Thus I created the earth, upon which I am now expressing myself in a perfect way. I gave all of mankind on the face of the earth the freedom to express the perfection which I am, or the freedom to be whatever mankind's consciousness dictates to it, which I am. I forgot nothing. I added nothing to my creation. I removed nothing from my creation. I withheld nothing from my creation, which I am. I placed no limitation upon my creation, which I am. For all that I am, my creation is, and all that my creation is, I am. Just as I have taken every good and beautiful idea which has entered into my consciousness from the beginning and expressed it outwardly, so I allow man, as I am, to do the same in the expression of myself, as man, as man's nature, and any of my creatures, for I am all that is, and all that is me. Mankind contains all that I am, because I am they and they are me. We are inseparable and one. We are united, and all that I am, they are, and all that they are, I am. All of mankind, my thought creations, may experience all that I am at any moment they so desire, but the choice is theirs. If they do not want to claim my highest, my allness right now, I will not withhold it from them, but stand ready, waiting ready, to give it in overflowing measure the instant my creation seek my awareness in them outwardly in this world of experience. This could be likened to an earthly father, though. I am not bound by such a loving concept as an earthly parent. An earthly father has seven daughters and sons. He sends three sons to a boarding school in a far country, three daughters to a boarding school in another far country, and keeps one son at home with him. The son at home with him knows of his true parentage and lives in the aura of his father and his mother. Their love surrounds him, and he knows of his relationship to their total kingdom. He knows of he is heir of the parent. He knows his worth and his relationship to his true estate as a child of his parents. The daughters in the far country and the sons also in another far country do not have this warm and loving relationship with their parents. They may only be told by their instructors of the great love and wealth of their parents. Some boys and girls grow up in an atmosphere of expectancy. They only know by hearing of their relationship to their parents. It is difficult for them to really anticipate who they are, except as they know it from within their own being and from their own sense of self-worth. Then the day of glad reunion takes place. The three daughters and the three sons return home from boarding schools in the far countries, and they meet their parents after they have reached maturity. They look at one another, and they look at the one brother who has remained with the parents. He is self-assured, he is confident, he is loving, he is all that the parents are. He is the expression of that which they are, because he knows his birthright, and was raised in the consciousness of it. Some of the brothers and sisters may joyously be reunited with the truth of their being, while others may have the feeling of deep hurt, a feeling of unhappiness, that they had been deprived of this relationship. Those whose attitudes are of hurt and unhappiness have done it to themselves. Their parents have not done it to them, nor have their brothers and sisters done it to them. Those who joyously are reunited and claim instantly their sonship to the true parents are richly blessed with the consciousness of the totality of their everlasting relationship to the good. The choice is made by each one alone. The choice is made independently of circumstance, the truth, or even appearances. It is based on the decision of an individual consciousness of its desire to enjoy all that life has for it, all that life has to offer. From the very beginning of time, which had no beginning, I have given to myself all that I am. I have given to myself joy. I have given to myself abundance. I have given to myself peace. I have given to myself love. I have given to myself happiness. I have given to myself success in my every endeavor. I have given to myself satisfaction, fulfillment, and contentment. I have given to myself the feeling of truth and the feeling of usefulness, even though it is only myself whom I have to satisfy. I have given to myself imagination, so I can creatively think up new and wonderful ideas, which in truth are not new, because they have been with me from ancient days. As I outwardly bring these creative imaginative ideas into fulfillment, I joy in the manifestation of each one, for each one is more beautiful than the other, more beautiful than anything that I have ever done before. Yet each time I have done anything I have thought to myself, it is more beautiful than anything I've ever done before. I shall continue forever in the timelessness of the timelessness to thrill to that, to the expression of myself throughout all of my creation, forever creating, forever revealing itself, and yet never being new, for I have always been and always will be. I am God. I am that I am. I am without beginning and without end. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am all that is and all that ever will be. To express our God nature is to stop seeing ourselves trapped inside a limited body. To express our God nature, know that our pure, true nature lives as a perfect unwritten number everywhere at once across time and space.